Hey everyone, I'm Cheryl McColgan, founder of Heal Nourish Grow, and welcome to day five of the Healthy Habits Challenge. So today is a habit that I've tried many times in the past. I haven't always been able to get it to stick, but whenever I do it, I do find it really useful. And that is to develop a gratitude practice. But today, in the light of just, you know, we're just doing small habits, manageable habits, we're just going to write one thing that we're grateful for today. That's it, one thing. And this is a challenge for some people because it's really, you know, you might have a day where you think that there was nothing good to appreciate. And I hope you don't have too many of those days. But what happens is our brain is kind of naturally wired to notice the negatives more than the positive. You know, our brain was evolved under this paradigm of like, there's a lot of danger in the world. You know, there's animals and things that we had to watch out for. And, you know, it's a lot different nowadays, but our brains are still wired in that way. And so it tends to go to the negative things first and not notice the positive things in life. So part of this habit is really changing the way that you look at everyday life and finding small joys. The way I like to look at finding things to be grateful for is it's not always this grand thing. I mean, yes, every day we could be grateful for having a roof over our head or having a job that pays us so that we can buy food and all those kinds of things. And those are probably the more obvious things that we're grateful for. Or maybe your friend did something nice for you that day, or your husband or your spouse or your partner did something that you really appreciated. So those are all kind of easy things to think of to be grateful for. But I've started finding some things in my day where there's just like these little moments of joy, and it's something that just brings a smile to my face and, you know, makes me think in a more positive way. So for example, the first time I recorded this, because I lost some of the recordings, unfortunately, there was no sound for some reason. But anyway, I have this silly little sticker on my desk. And so if you're not watching on YouTube, I'll describe it to you. It's just an Alpine scene retro with, it says Opry on it, like for Opry ski. And this little silly thing, it just made me smile. I was on Amazon looking for some Christmas things and I saw it, and it's just a sticker. So it was very, very inexpensive and I bought it, and it just brought me a little moment of joy. Now, this doesn't mean to say that it needs to be something that you buy, because quite often it's other things. Like I'll notice a new flower comes out in our yard or something, and I just take a moment to like really appreciate that and be grateful for it. Or I'm trying to think of some other good examples, or just appreciating a really good meal that you had, or a good dish that you tried, or, you know, just little things like that, something that you cooked, especially if somebody else made it for you, then it's really something to be appreciated, right? So just finding those little joyful moments throughout your day can really help make this practice easier. And then if you decide again to take this on as a more serious practice, something that you're going to maintain over time, and I do suggest that you try it, because there's plenty of research backing, as I said, with all the habits, there's always something backing this up on why you want to do it. But this one, the research really shows that it just helps with your overall well-being. It helps, again, train your brain to look for wins instead of always looking at the negative. And then a gratitude practice can also shift your attention to what's working, which supports resilience and stress management. And, you know, stress management, who doesn't need that, right? We could all use that. So just the fact that it improves overall well-being from this simple little practice of writing down what you're grateful for each day, to me, it's a no-brainer. And I am really kind of mad at myself that I haven't been better about taking on this practice more seriously over time. Now, I'd also say for this particular day that we're just writing this one thing that we're grateful for, I want to encourage you to write it on a notepad, or just hand to paper write it instead of putting on your notes on your phone, or instead of in your habit tracker, just because there is something very different about actually writing that affects your brain differently, I find. So just try that for today, actually writing it out. But you can also use, I've recommended a couple of apps for you to try that are either the habit trackers or journaling, that kind of thing. And you can also write it in your app. And if that makes it easier for you to do this practice on a daily basis, then I would definitely use an app. But also a lot of people just like using an old school notebook or journal and just handwriting it down. The time that I was doing that for a while, I really did find that it shifted my perspective. It just made me feel a little more calm each day. So anyway, it's an easy win. Just do it at the end of your day. That way you can kind of take a moment to reflect on your day as well, which can often be a useful habit to have too. And yeah, So that's your goal for the day, is to write down one thing that you're grateful for. And as always, the show notes or the, sorry, not the show notes, but the links are in the tracker and in your email. And so you can read about those studies that show how this gratitude practice works. And again, just as a reminder, that's always optional, but everyone, if you find one of these habits kind of speaks to you, that might be the time to dig in and read a little bit of the research or to do the journal prompt at the end of the day. So you can really explore like why you think this would help you and how it's helping you and that sort of thing. But those are all optional. Again, we're trying to keep this simple and repeatable and small wins. So you just do your one thing, your habit, you write it down. It doesn't take too much time at all. And yeah, so start there, stick to that. But always, if you're inspired to do more, that's always encouraged too. So that's it for today. I will chat with you again tomorrow. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
This has been the Heal, Nourish, Grow podcast. Again, I'm Cheryl McColgan, founder of Heal, Nourish, Grow. You can find show notes for this episode at healnourishgrowpodcast.com. If you have feedback on today's episode or questions about the content, please email us at podcast@healnourishgrow.com. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to sign up for our email list at healnourishgrow.com and subscribe to the show with your favorite podcast player so you never miss an episode. Join us next time for more information that helps you live your best and healthiest life. Thanks for listening. Content on the Heal, Nourish, Grow podcast does not constitute medical advice. Content contained in the Heal, Nourish, Grow podcast is not intended as medical diagnosis or treatment. Neither the company nor its owner, Heal, Nourish, Grow, LLC, nor any of the company's employees, agents, or guest speakers provide medical advice. The content provided on Heal, Nourish, Grow podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Please consult your medical provider with any questions about what health practices are right for you.